street party at the beat. Pull up to the club, still sand on my feet. Now she got a man, but she can't just me. Know you got plans, but you leaving with me. But I can't save you from yourself. Talking to your friends, they don't even know the hell. All that time, spending nights at the house. All that time, could have turned to a spouse. Put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Forever young, I'm just tryna do my thing on it. She ain't never met a nigga that could sing on it. I just wanna do that dance, I didn't know. New romance, too young, can't commit it. Yeah, no. Used to dedicate songs to your character. Free spirit, find you in the beaches of America. I just want you to forward, forward. I just want you to forward. Forward, forward. I just want you to forward. I just want you to forward. Forward, I just want you to forward. Forward, forward, I just want you to forward. Sit back and watch the girl do damage. In front of villains, I normally don't do cameras. By my side, you say I don't understand you. Go ahead and tell me shit I can't handle. Back up, reverse on me. You should get a ticket cause you're so fine parking. Ain't no man here like a one-man army. Ain't no one man here that can harm me. I lie. Do that dance, I didn't know. New romance, too young, can't commit it. Yeah, used to dedicate songs to your character. Free spirit, find you in the beaches of America. I just want you to forward, forward. I just want you to forward. Forward, forward, I just want you to forward. I just want you to forward, forward. I just want you to forward. Forward, forward, I just want you to forward.
That crescendo.
What's up, everybody? C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Cal Capone, Johnny Black,
whoa,
and myself, Kyle Bound. I said that earlier. Yo, it's hot outside, man. It's so hot. Yo, Cal, I have a question for you. I know you're busy, but what's your favorite type of sunscreen, dude? Because I'm not using, I know
you're
not using
it. Yo, I've been using none. Yo, I got scorched. My neck got scorched the other day.
Look at you, man. Back of my neck. You got darker, man.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Oh, man.
That was an accident.
You didn't use no sunscreen.
And I don't advise not wearing sunscreen. I just... I just honestly trying to stay out of the sun. I'm not even like one of them sunbathers. People just soaking it up.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
I get that the sun gives you energy. Like, I get that. Like, it's kind of nice to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
But especially being in the shade.
I'm chilling in the shade most of the day.
Of course, man. You got to chill in the shade. Like, go outside, but make sure you're chilling in the shade. That heat is something else.
Yo. We got Tashale in the building right now. Yo. Shout out to Tashale.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, no, we were just in the studio, like, at my place there, and, bro, it get hot. Hey. And, like, got the door shut and everything. You already know what it is. Everyone should know what it is. Unless you're in them one top-notch studio, the AC and all that, you know, but sometimes you just got to take the heat. You got to take the heat. But, yeah, I advise wearing the, man, I don't know, like, people out here putting 60 SPF.
I don't know what those numbers mean. I don't know those numbers, man.
That's like never the basically unburnable, I feel like, but people still get color. You know, because it's like it has to do with the
I don't know, man.
Degrees of the weather. Or never
put okay. I know them ones, you know, you see like people put the sunscreen on and then it's mad thick.
On their nose? The nose? Yeah, the white nose?
See it. Or when black people do it and the thing looks purple on them. You're just like,
oh, the purple.
Yeah,
you're
looking too black right now, dog.
The purple. Purple.
When someone's too black, they just look purple. Like,
oh man,
you don't know those ones? Tashale, you know them ones.
I ain't saying that.
You know a couple Somalians, you know, like Kyle, what's on the agenda, man? We ain't talking right.
Yo, we just
moving forward. Moving forward.
C1 Radio, man, it's for the people. Let's just jump right into it. I was gonna save it for later, but 6ix9ine alert, 6ix9ine alert, right back at it, man. Never takes a break. Had an eventful weekend. Supposedly, I'm gonna say it right there because Johnny's taught me a thing or two about marketing. Supposedly, this guy got beat up.
John. Who did?
6ix9ine.
Oh yeah. Wait, do you believe that? Do you believe he did?
Dude, you mess with my mind now, man. I can't believe anything, man. I just think about marketing. But you know what?
I don't believe
it. It's a scare.
There's no way.
That he lost his chains and everything.
Dude, the person who took his chain supposedly went on Instagram, made a video saying like he wants $200,000.
No, but then that guy said he didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that guy came out. See, this is crazy. Now there's like too much smoke about what the fuck is going on.
Didn't get jumped. He didn't get robbed. He's just not wearing his chains right now.
And yo, Fifi music video drops right after, right?
The day off, come on, bro. That day. The news came out that morning and Fifi dropped that day.
Triway!
Come Triway. On. Of all the talk of like, yo, you can't touch me, blah, blah, blah. How did he get touched at one time? You know what I'm saying? Like
that right moment.
Nah.
When
he that thing, like, it didn't happen, man.
Yeah, has Treyway.
It didn't happen. Because we'd see if it did happen, we'd see his chains all over the internet, man.
That's what I was gonna say. They would not be holding that back. I think they'd be really.
You got 6ix9ine, you'd really be doing it for the clout, you know.
Oh,
but yeah, what else about
Look, I just want to talk about Fifi a bit. I mean, the numbers were so strong on this song.
Yeah, well, what's it on right now? What's the video?
He's going 8 for 8. Is that confirmed?
100%. 100%.
That's 8 for 8.
And it was confirmed as soon as he got Nicki Minaj as the feature. That was 8 for 8.
It was 8 for
Yo,
8.
Yo, some people are so choked at Nicki. Like, her stans are choked.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I'm not a Nicki stan, but I understand, bro. Like,
yeah, because
you got to think about it. Yeah. Nicki Minaj. It's like, why did you have to stoop down to this guy's level? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you? I don't know. Why did she have to jump on a feature with 6ix9ine?
Yo, come on, man. That's one of her favorite rappers right now. She said that.
Nah, she's lying.
And now 6ix9ine's on that tour.
She's lying.
Okay, well, let's just run it. You already know. You got to run it for the peoples, okay? Fifi, let's do this. 6ix9ine.
Get it.
The 6ix9ine like Tekashi, call him Papi, worth the ASAP, keep me rocky. I'm from New York, so I'm cocky. Say he fucking with my posse, caught me Chloe like Kardashian. Keep this pussy in Versace, said I'm pretty like Tinashe. Pussy gang just caught a body, but I never leave a trace. Face is pretty ass for days. I get chips, I ask for lace. I just sit back, and when he done, I be like, yo, how to taste?
Yo, how to taste?
I don't really want no friend. I don't really want no friend. Hey, yo, Draco got that kickback. When they kick back, you can't get your shit back. In fact, it's that bitch that I hate small talk. I don't fuck with chit chat. AC just stopped working, so they hit me. Bring my wrist back. Come through rockin' fashions that got all these bitches like, yo, what's that?
I don't really want no friends.
I don't really want no friends, nah.
Eeny, meeny, money, moe. I catch a hoe right by her toe. If she ain't fucking me and Nicki, kick that hoe right through the door.
That Christian
I don't really want no friends. My old hoe just bought this Benz. Nicki just hopped in the shit. Now I won't see that bitch again. I catch a hoe right by her toe. If she ain't fucking me and Nicki, kick that hoe right
that
through
the door.
Young money, young money bunny. Colorful hair, don't care.
That gravity, that crescendo.
That crescendo.
My thoughts
she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, took a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, walk, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only post straight drop, thinking Nemo Zan. The bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on toes, gotta wipe my nose, I don't need no flash to make these pants. Drop my top, she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, took a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, walk, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only post straight drop, thinking Nemo Zan. The bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on froze, gotta wipe my nose. I don't need no flasher to make these pants. Quit playing, CMDW and I'm a man. You fool, quick spam. Chop a bullets, cook a nigga like ham. You cute, my son. Little nigga tryna be like his dad. Do you, I'm saying. Stop downloading sauce in my ground. Red beat, so you better think fast. Yeah, cause you know we ain't going outside. Call me drum line, cause I'm all about bands. Go to show money, spend it all on act. Make it all back, spend it all on rap. Since I went broke, so I ain't going back. Rap, but I swear it's all cap. You ain't got fans cause your music all trash. Drop my top, she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, think a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, wop, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only pull straight drop, think a Nemo Zans. Your bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on froze, gotta wipe my nose. I don't need no flashes to make these dance. Drop my top, she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, think a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, wop, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only pull straight drop, think a Nemo Zans. Your bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on froze, gotta wipe my nose. I don't need no flashes to make these dance.
I care what Jose, call me Jose.
I don't care what Jose, call me Jose.
I got dreadlocks like Buck with Ote.
Yeah, dreadlocks like Buck with Ote.
Prosecutor trying to lock me up in Zone Obey. Walk down the Wells Fargo, I go on no chase. Louis with the Gucci with the Yeezy. White diamond look like Fiji. On this horsepower, call me Speedy. I damn near rich Lamborghini. Clocked off fresh than a genie. Your bitch on my head like a beanie. Bustin' the Glock is weenie. You know I got greens, Cabrini.
Drop my top, she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, think a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, wop, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only pull straight drop, think a Nemo Zans. Your bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on froze, gotta wipe my nose. I don't need no flashes to make these dance. Drop my top, she get out hot top. Get in here from a thought, think a name Roxanne. Lean, lean, wop, bitch, I ain't gon' stop. Only pull straight drop, think a Nemo Zans. Your bitch on go, got the blicks on go, but the clip so long, can't fit in my pants. Chain on froze, gotta wipe my nose. I don't need no flashes to make these dance.
Gravity, that crescendo.
I just wanna go home, remember that history. This man won't ever call me nice. I just wanna go home.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, towards responsible government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
The crescendo.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Yo, this is Sound God 808 Mafia. You're listening to Crescendo One Radio right now. Feel me?
That crescendo.
Shout out to Sound God on that tag. Hey, Gezin, we see you, Croatia. My mans. Okay, C1 Radio, we back in it. That last track, you already know, Young Bands with that new up. Before that, just released, Come Down, also known Castro, Guapo, and Fiji, featuring Chief Keef, Roxanne.
That's a banger still.
I think it's Come Down's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
That's a fact, man. I know for sure. I've been on Instagram a lot today.
Wait, but what do you mean by Come Down? I was going to say, both of them or one?
Oh, sorry, Fiji's.
Oh, Fiji.
Yeah. Confused with the handle.
Okay, yeah.
He's not even from Fiji, though.
I know. We ain't gonna get into that. We ain't gonna be exposing no one today. And then before that, of course, 6ix9ine with Fifi featuring Nicki Minaj. We was kind of talking about the tour that was announced.
Yeah.
He's on that stadium.
Shout
tour.
Shout out 6ix9ine, man. Again, bro. Shout out 6ix9ine.
You think he's safe in the stadiums? That's what I was saying. Yeah, I know he's doing the club events. He's good. He's gonna
They always trying to bring him down. I know he's doing some BS, but. Yo, let him get his bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this guy's getting the biggest bag right now.
The biggest bag. You seen the shows he's doing over in Europe?
Oh, man. And does he have... Is he signed to a label? Right?
It's his own thing. Scum Gang.
Good. Oh, so man, good,
they're
man.
Making a lot of money right now.
Yeah. Trippie Redd signed to the same label, too.
Who do you think else is going to be announced possibly for that world tour? Or not world tour, excuse me. The North American tour. Future, Nicki Minaj, 6ix9ine.
I don't know. Who can they bring for that, bro?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking A Boogie. So Charlotte said something about Young Bands.
Young Bands.
You know what? A Boogie. That'd be very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say Young Bands possibly. Yeah. I know they. Yeah. Georgia State native.
And he put him on that Superfly. Soundtrack as well. Future like put that whole
did
track list
together.
Did
anyone see that movie? That was.
I didn't. No. You
they
saw did, it?
And they made it such a ploy, you know, to like the whole sound. It's like the soundtrack was like going to be better than the movie. I felt like that's how they were promoting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like Future's on the track. So like, watch it. It's a dope movie.
You know?
I don't know. Maybe.
What else we got to say about 6ix9ine, man? I feel like we do this every week.
Oh, yeah, man. There's more. And I'm sorry to do this, Johnny. I'm sorry to bring up Vic Mensa because I do plan on bringing up Russ later, too. Like, nobody's going to listen to this episode. We got Russ and Vic Mensa talk on the same episode. But, yo, Vic Mensa's coming at 6ix9ine.
Not vibing.
This is crazy, man.
Cal says not vibing.
Not vibing. Yo, should we just scratch it?
Nah, but do you know what? Nah, he's saying he's not vibing with Vic Mensa. But do you know why Vic Mensa is doing that?
I know, I just saw a quote that 6ix9ine said.
It's just to get his
clout.
Oh,
I know
that. He actually looks kind of whiny.
Record sells are low, fam. Record sales are low. Yo, I seen it. What was it today?
It's like
his last album. His last album done 255 physical copies sold. Did you hear what I just said?
Damn.
255, yeah? Physical copies sold. 7,000 bought online. And then with streams involved, for a total 13,000 sold of his album first week, bruv. That tells you everything you need to know. That's why he's coming after 6ix9ine.
Yo, what do you think happened? Like, you know, when he came into
the scene 6ix9ine can drop a snippet of a song, he probably sell more fucking records than that, bro.
100%.
That's crazy,
a fact.
Man. That's crazy. You with Rock Nation, you selling 13,000. I'm surprised you didn't get dropped, man. 13,000, that's crazy. And did you hear the snippet of the new track he dropped?
No. We're gonna have to run this, man,
because this fucking snippet is whack. I don't know what he's doing. Even Academics said, like, yo, is this like a controller, like rip-off or something? Like, did you see that? Tashala, you saw?
Yeah,
it was whack, man.
It's a rip-off?
It was whack. It was just whack. Okay, We're going to run it. We're going to run it right now. I'm going
to
run it.
You're going to do a little... MacBook to mic situation here?
Nah, we on. Aux cord, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Leveling
up. Okay.
Listen to this new track by Vic Mensa.
Hold on. Watch the volume on that.
Honestly, fuck all that beef shit. I'm about positivity, peace, and the music over everything. I got a record called Metaphysical coming out Friday. I'm going to play y'all a preview.
Run that, Vic Mensa. Ooh.
my guy.
I don't care if I look crazy. Never mind who's been in your bed. Do what you like with your body.
What is this, man? Yeah, we gotta stop that, man. This guy is moist, bro. That's moist, bro. That's just moist. Even look at the way he's like rapping to the camera and shit. Like 5 minutes ago, this guy was angry at his camera at 6ix9ine. Now he's, yo, forget all the beef shit, man. I got this new record coming out. Like, nah, fuck Vic Mensa, man.
Yeah, he did it for the clout. Like, what are the chances of
that?
Done it
for the clout. He done it for the clout. He done it for the clout.
That's it. I'm cutting y'all off there. I'm not talking about this guy no more.
No more Vic Mensa.
Yo, this new. Cody Shane. Oh, it's not even that new, actually. Excuse me. But Cody Shane featuring Trippie Redd, Love and Drugs 2. Y'all heard this one before?
Yeah.
Not heard it. But
survive.
We're
going to run this one. C1 Radio. Let's get it.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Content warning. This radio show has naughty words.
Cause I'm missing calls, cause
you've been so patient. I drink on the job and smoke on the job, so I don't know how serious you take it. Can't offer much more, you've heard it before. That narrative for me isn't changing. I wanna make you a priority. I wanna let you know there's more to me. I wanna have your faith restored in me. I'll be on my way. In a whip solo, no one's gotta know.
No one's gotta know.
Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore.
I don't gotta work no more.
You can put your phone down, you're gonna need two hands. You can't get enough. Girl, you know I set it up for after dark.
They not me and you, got you wet like the pool, and I'm tryna dive in, put some time in, yeah. Get the vibe right, get your mind right, it's gonna be a long night. Ooh yeah, put your feet in this water, don't wanna get your hair wet. Hit up a couple times, we ain't took it there yet. You broke up with your man and ain't been with nobody else. You like, fuck these niggas, rather keep it to yourself. He did you wrong, he left you down bad. Now you can't trust nobody, you said do anything. But just don't lie to me, I said I'd ride for you, girl. I said you'd ride for me. Put up to the show that we got ghosts. And when it's after dark, anything goes.
I know it's so low. No one's gotta know.
No one's gotta know.
Knocking at your door. I don't gotta work anymore.
I don't gotta work no more.
You can put your phone down. You're gonna need two hands.
Ooh, yeah.
You can't get enough. Girl, you know I set it up. Yeah, I should have done.
Before the night ends, yeah, oh, we'll be high before the night ends. Before the night ends, switch up to the white bins. Doing codeine with my white friends. We'll be high as hell before the night ends, yeah. Before the night ends, before the night begins. I know that these pikies finna hurt me. Sometimes I feel like they doing surgery. Tell me, are they working? Are they working? Tell me, are they working? I party too damn much. And you niggas can't keep up. I'm getting too fucked up. Too fucked up. Yeah, I'm too fucked up. Won't lock up till the sun come up. Pills with the Hennessy, I might throw up. Black friends.
Crescendo.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
That Crescendo.
C1 Radio.
Yeah.
Woo! What's up, everybody? Every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. You just heard some Juice WRLD right there.
Woo!
Black and white.
Woo!
Good song. We also had Drake.
Woo!
Static Major. Ty Dolla $ign.
Woo!
With After Dark. Now, yo, that's a
woo!
That's a banger, right? That's
right. You
that's,
have to
that's
ask
a
me.
Smooth ass track right there, man. Jumped up right after I listened to the album. That was a song that I picked out.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
Song.
It's a vibe. And before that, we had Cody Shane, Trippie Redd.
Love and Drugs 2.
Trippie Redd coming out with new music soon.
Yo, did you hear? I got some new one here.
Yeah, he just released it, right?
Yeah.
Black Magic. And
Who dropped some new song?
Trippie. He's dropping two. I think he already dropped two songs today. Yeah.
Trippie dropped one with Swae Lee. You
Black
see that
Magic.
One?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
That would be some. Yo,
I don't even know how
today?
To pronounce it. It's like TR666. That's what it says. Oh, what's that?
I don't even have that. That's great, man. That's great.
We're going to run that.
We are, yeah. So he's coming out with an album called Life's a Trip. He's not telling us when it's coming, though, exactly. But he did leak out that Young Thug is on it. Now you're telling me that he's working with Swae Lee and Chief Keef and all these things. It's coming together for Trippie, and I think he's maturing up too. He was on that podcast, No Jumper. They asked him a question about 6ix9ine, and he just, you know, diffused it. Didn't want to talk about it. Poured some water on the hose.
yeah,
you know, he needs to know that that's important. Don't gotta throw smoke in the fire, especially when you're dealing with 6ix9ine. It's not even worth it at this point. And I think it's gonna make people look at Trippie more seriously because I think he's super talented. And like I said, working with Swae Lee now, Young Thug soon. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. You guys excited for this or what?
I know. We off the quiet over here. I'm like, you know, I'm still on the edge with Trippie Redd. You know, I'm still kind of like
you bump it more
out,
and more Trippie.
Yeah, more than I used to, for sure.
Yeah. You excited for this, Johnny, or
nah,
what?
Man,
you
want I don't give up, man.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not
AC that
excited.
Young nigga dropping next week.
That's
bro.
What I'm, yo.
Know,
oh,
that's what we excited
there you go.
For.
That's
AC
what I want
that
to
young
talk
nigga
about.
Dropping next week.
We saw that artwork for that.
C1X.
So you just leaking that? Did everyone know that it was coming next week, or you just saying?
No.
Okay, so we
no,
got
I don't
that.
Think I don't think everyone knew. So yeah,
there you go. That's
next week.
Yo, that's exciting. That's really exciting, man. We need to listen to more AC. This city's gonna, they're gonna learn. I think that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna learn. AC is talented, man.
What do you mean they're gonna learn? They're gonna learn like what? Like
that he's still here, man. Like, you know, even though he
oh that
been,
AC,
you know,
yeah.
AC's always been one of the better artists in the city as far as like.
I thought you meant like they're gonna learn that they need to start dropping stuff.
Oh, that too, man. But that shit don't matter. Come on,
Keshale.
Man. Yeah. Oh
this
man.
This in the room. Like.
Oh man. Well, hopefully that happens too. But AC, man, we're excited for that. What's it called again?
We haven't dropped that yet. We haven't dropped that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of dogs and AC sitting in the middle. That's a funny cover.
That's what
the
song's
there.
Called, A Bunch of Dogs.
Yeah, man. A Bunch of Dogs.
You got that new Trippie ready or what?
Should we run that? Is that okay? We're gonna break it to y'all. C1 Radio. You know we got these exclusives. This is, I don't even know how to pronounce it. TR666. They own some number shit. Trippie Redd, Swae Lee, let's get it.
That crescendo, that gravity, that crescendo.
We all got one come and go. Third eye open, never close. I put that on my fucking soul.
I float in the truck like a kite. The timing is right. These niggas, they on thin ice. You can hate with all your might.
I'm moving, but still a mechanic. He don't have no money, so can it? I think I'm a hopeless romantic. Kim Kardashian is in me.
crescendo.
What are we doing? This is one hell of a ride, and I don't know if I make it through it. Put in my pride aside, you know I'm by your side, there's nothing to it. But I feel like I'm losing, I don't wanna be choosing. There is no conclusion, it's rather confusing. All of the games you play, and I'm saying that we could be blooming like flowers in June, a beautiful view on a late afternoon. I'm hoping it's soon. I don't know what we're doing, but I'd rather know than to be assuming. These feelings in my chest are real. I really need to know the deal. Cause when I'm too close, you push me away. I can't understand how you feel. Now you tell me that my love it heals, releasing you from all your fears. But that's still the fact that something keeps holding you back. Why? I am slowly
C1 Radio. That is some exclusive exclusive hearing right there. Okay, one more time. Exclusive. Cal Capone in this, dropping it. That was, I'm not even going to drop the title. But that was some AC Eliminiachi, some Within Roots production. I think a little S's backgrounds. That was a real collab right there. Van City, stand up, stand up. Woo!
Dude, that's a hit.
Yeah, that's it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a real vibe on that one. Yeah, before that, Layla Day, Crazy. And then we had that Trippie Redd featuring Swae Lee, that new, just for you guys, you know, tuning in. C1 Radio. Lot on deck. I got a lot more to drop. I got a lot more to 100%. Drop still.
Dude, I'm still shook after that song. I never heard that before. That's a fire track. AC and Illy, keep that shit up. We just had Illy release Ignita last week.
Run that up.
Run that up straight up. Good vibe. Good summer song. All that. Okay, second part of the show. We're going to talk about Russ now. Yes, Russ. We're going to do it right now. I'm sorry, but we got to do it. Hip-hop's villain straight up right now. But here's the thing. You guys see his interview on Everyday Struggle? Like the second one?
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know that was still going on. I was saying that in the group chat.
Nah, it's pretty. It's still pretty good, though.
It's hip hop content.
Who's host? Is it Nadeska? She's still
Wayno.
I thought she was pissed. I thought she was trying to leave a while back.
Who knows? It's a good gig, I guess. She's staying. And let's talk about Nadeska. She obviously does not like Russ. You can tell right away. There's like something going on there.
Fuck with her, though.
I
feel her vibe. Yeah. I don't really fuck with her. Like,
dude, I did not like how she conducted herself throughout that, man. Like, she was just trying too hard to change Russ's brand stuff. It's not going to happen.
Brand. It's not his brand.
Yeah.
It's him.
Yeah, that's how he is.
That's not his brand. Yeah. That's him. Like, and she's like, no, you need to change your approach. Like, nah, he doesn't.
And like, why would she be saying that?
I got a problem with people who have a problem with confident people.
Exactly.
I hate those people, man. Yeah. You can't, like, so what if he's confident? Like, she's telling him he can't talk about how many tickets he sold in Portugal. Why the fuck not?
Yeah,
what
why
the
not?
Fuck? If I sold 13,000 tickets in Portugal, I'd be tweeting that shit every day. Exactly. Bro. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
and nobody's talking about it.
Do you know what I'm saying? And no one's talking about it. But we're talking about these other rappers that are doing drugs and shooting niggas and stuff. But he can't talk about, I don't care if you don't like me because I just sold 13,000 tickets in Portugal. And she has a problem with
that. Exactly.
Like, nah.
Same things.
I'm not down for that.
How could we not want Russ to be the way he is? It gives us something to talk about. It's entertaining. Exactly. Something else in this hip-hop world. And that interview was, I will say, I didn't really learn much about Russ because I've already been through that Russ thing. And I've listened to Russ before and I've actually liked his music. And then it got too repetitive with his actions, and also the music got repetitive too. Like, I just kept hearing how he just produces every song that was coming off in like so many tracks. Do you think Rush should have done this interview for the second time? Do you think he needed to? Or
no, he didn't need to, but I guess he wanted to.
I guess he wanted to. A part of me just wishes that he just shuts up and focuses on his second album and just come back with like music that will make some people into believers. I mean, I know he has so many fans. I know he doesn't really care about haters.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He don't even, well, if you're not a believer, he's got a mad like fan base. Yeah, like,
he don't care.
If you're not a believer, he don't give a fuck, man. Because he's got so many of them. You know what I'm saying? He's got over 13,000 of them in Portugal, fam. Like, so there's so many other artists that have been in this game longer than him that can't do the tickets that he's doing. And like he was saying, like, hard ticket value. Like, none of this, like, hosting the club thing and blah blah blah. You hear what he's saying in the interview? He's saying he's hard ticket sells. He's making money for he doesn't care what Nadeska thinks, because you know what I'm saying? Like, she might like another rapper better, but that rapper's not doing nothing. Like, she was too mad.
She was too mad
for no reason.
It made me kind of uncomfortable watching.
She was mad because of his confidence. But
I'm gonna have to check this.
You gotta check it. But his resume gives him the, he's allowed to be as confident as he wants to
be. And like
you
said,
he's allowed to think he's the best rapper.
That's who he is.
He's allowed to keep telling us how many tickets he sold, that he produces his all shit. He mixes his own shit. He does all of that. I want him to keep saying that, because people are sleeping on that. Like, do you know what it takes to mix a track, produce a track, record a track? This guy, at the level he's at, is still doing all of that himself. I think that's a madness, bro.
I'll also say this about Russ, too. I know he was just on Complex, but when he was going up, like rising through the hip hop scene and selling all these shows, like he wasn't getting any publication.
No publication.
Nothing. Giving him
no,
anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, they weren't even crediting him on a
So of course, how are you gonna feel when now you're here? Like, how are you gonna feel? You gotta remind those people.
Like, look how where he got.
Yeah, you gotta remind those people. I done this.
Yeah.
By myself. That's what she don't like as well. Remember in the first interview, he told her, "I remember sending you an email and you sent back like, nah, it's not my blah blah blah." Mm-hmm. So imagine now you're on the side of "I told you so." But you're the person getting told "I told you so." How are you gonna feel? You know what I'm saying? That's how she feels. So she just needs to she just needs to
accept the
accept it. Like, you flopped on that one. Like, you flopped on that one. You need to accept
she
it.
Took the L, yeah.
DJ Nadeska.
Yeah, she's not accepting it though, you know what I'm saying? She needs to accept that, but everyday struggle.
Shout out another come up story. Goddamn, Alfonso?
Oh yeah, we got
Alfonso Davies.
What did I tell you, bro? I told we were talking about this last week. We were talking about this, yo.
Bayern Munich.
Matting.
You want to break this? I just know you want to break this a little bit or what? Break it down.
So yeah, you got the biggest transfer agreement in MLS history, coming from Vancouver all the way to Bayern Munich. 17 years old. He went through the academy program here at SFU and stuff. So. That's crazy, man. Good
that's
for the kid.
Man.
Good
that's
for
crazy.
Big.
I don't know if people know how crazy this is, though, fam.
Yeah, tell us, man. Cause you the soccer guy.
Bayern Munich, fam. Nah. This is not just my man got bought by any team in Europe, and yay, well done, fam. This is Bayern Munich, fam. The biggest team in German history ever, fam. One of the biggest teams in Europe ever, like. That's crazy, fam. I still can't believe it. Like, I want to see him play. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him like how he plays with them, how he moves, like
straight up.
Because that's a different
100%.
That's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not MLS, bro. Like,
no, straight up.
But like, he's earned it. You know what I'm saying? He's earned it. Like I said, we go to me and Illy. We go to like a lot of Whitecaps games. Yeah. Every single time, no matter if Whitecaps lose or win or draw or whatever, he's the best player on the pitch. People every single, not just on Whitecaps team, he's the best player on the whole pitch. And this guy's 17.
17 years old, man.
You know what I'm saying? He's playing with grown men. He's playing with grown men. Like, he's playing with grown men. Like, that's a madness, bro. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
But I hope he does well. Because I remember we were talking about it last week and I was saying, like, yo, Bayern Munich want to buy him. And I was saying he should stay for a bit. I was saying he should stay for like a year or whatever. Yeah. But he is. He's going to stay until January. He's staying until the end of the season. So even though they've bought him, he's still here in Whitecaps.
Yo, the Whitecaps coach was so mad too. He was just like his blood was boiling.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. But yo, another side of the coin. I know I was saying he should stay here for a bit, but yo, this, you never know when this opportunity could come again.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
something happened, an injury.
Something could happen, or they could see another you and be like, right, we don't need
course.
Him.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna
you got to take this opportunity now, bro. Yeah. And then whatever happens, happens. Like, at least you can say, yo, I took that opportunity, bro. Fam, Bayern Munich, bro.
Crazy.
I even clocked, even like his followers are going up. Like,
everything.
It's a madness, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was reading comments and shit.
Fam, it's crazy. Like, I got even people back home asking me, like, yo, you live in Vancouver. Who's that black youth that Bayern just bought? Like, I'm like, bro, like, this guy's mad. Like, he's actually sick. You know what I'm saying?
Sick, man.
Sick with it.
I want to play with him on FIFA and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bayern Munich, like, facts. Sick, like, I want to see what he's saying on FIFA.
Put the reserve,
bro, like,
the reserve in, right?
You know, Whitecaps.
Make that team manager right before the game.
Yeah.
Shit takes like 10 minutes sometimes. When you play someone who knows soccer, yo, they change the formation. 18 players change. Yo, I get scared. Yeah, I get scared.
Chalet, yo.
Chalet getting wrecked.
This guy turned away like that. Chalet knows, bro.
It's all good.
Yeah, man.
Cal, what we saying? Music.
Tashale was showing me this audio/visual project that was just dropped on YouTube. It's like a 16-minute, 16-track.
Whoa.
Like.
Oh, Whack World?
Yeah,
Whack
World.
This is crazy, yo. Listen to this.
It's pretty neat, huh?
Yo, crazy.
Bunch of 1-minute clips and stuff. So I kind of chose the three that I like, and they're not in specific order. I'm just going to chop it up for y'all. So take this in and maybe check her out after. Tierra Whack, Whack World. This is C1 Radio.
Let. Gravity. That crescendo.
Hey, my name is Wonder Girl, and we're listening to C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
BET, just eat tacos. You wanna be seen with me? ABC, boys cry. MTV, touch vaginas. BET, showtime.
Wish she had a remote just to control me. We're supposed to be friends.
I was lonely, hungry, now he seems phony. A real fucker show off, cold shoulder wipe the snow off. Yeah, can't believe I cut my bro off, but I had to cut
it
my bro
like
off.
It goes like ABC, MTV, BET. You wanna be seen with me?
That crescendo.
Play by yourself and don't worry about nobody. Drinking water, eating fruit, taking care of my body. When you doing good, they won't kick it just like karate. Still in swag, I know they meant. They try to rob me. They try to rob me. They can't deny me. You can't define me. Don't need no ID. They wanna rob me. They can't deny me. You can't define me. I don't need no ID.
But I'm not be rapping. Balance my G so I could tame the savage. Getting so thrown to my thoughts, heart in fragments. That's me at my lowest, no Peter Griffin. Young, black, and gifted, I'm about to get lifted. Now all my troubles and problems have shifted. After my fifth hit, it seems I'll be drifting. I'm never slipping, I'm forever pimping. You see my future, but you cannot have it. I see my future, but I'm not the rabbit. Balance my chi, now I'm feeling fantastic. Getting so thrown till my thoughts are in fragments.
Crash.
listening to Crescendo One Radio. Let me.
Gravity. That crescendo.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
That crescendo.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Yo, what up? It's Baby No Money, and you're tuned into C1 Radio.
Gravity. That crescendo.
You're listening to C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9, CITR.ca. We just listened to three songs from Wack World, from Tierra Wack, a very talented artist, Cable Guy, Fruit Salad, and Hookers, the 3 1-minute tracks. 15 tracks on one project. Go watch it. Go listen to it. The whole music video on her YouTube channel. Go to her Instagram. She's got 15
videos. I'm going to check that one.
Yeah, no, it's really shit. It's dope. It's dope.
Really dope, man. And then we had Denzel Curry with Cash Maniac. Yo, that was a good
track. That's new. His album.
Taboo's coming out, right? Yeah. So,
is it out?
I think he's doing like a three.
I think it's all out. Okay, it's three parts.
Three parts,
and he dropped like one part every day.
Okay, cool. So,
yeah. I think it's all out, though.
Yeah, no, I have it all now. How many songs
is it, like, all together?
Ooh, sick. How many here? So let me
check.
There's
an Act 1, Act 2. What is this?
There's about, looks like...
Act 1 has 4 like tracks, Act 2 has 5, Act 3 isn't out yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Mine's not labeled like that. I don't know. I might have just got the first little bit.
Yeah, this is labeled pretty different.
But yo, go check out Denzel Curry September 20th.
It's a good sound. I was liking it. He's coming to town. I didn't even realize he dropped it.
Yeah,
September
25th.
Yeah. Oh, for
real?
He's
coming. That's part of this Taboo tour. He loves Vancouver, man.
Oh yeah.
I believe Nala's opening.
And AC. Nala and AC. Yeah.
There you go. So go check out that show. You got to check out a Denzel Curry show. I remember when.
Yeah,
John,
I shouldn't miss that one.
After a show, and we just went with Hannah. And it was that. It was Nala and Denzel as well.
Yeah, it was crazy. I feel like.
Yeah.
And Denzel. And Nala killed it. I think Cold Turkey was up there too, so it was a good night of music. But yo, so you guys never heard of Tierra Whack before this week or whatever?
No, I did.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like?
You know what it's like, yeah.
I seen all the celebs post her.
Yeah.
Post her stuff, but that's all like industry shit. But once I seen that, I knew like, okay, this she about to be next, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like she dropped a song called Mumbo Jumbo.
She just dropped a new track today, actually.
Oh, she did.
I was unable to get it, but it's called Flexin'.
Oh, cool.
And the reason I saw it was Alex Tumai. He did the engineering on that, and that's cool. Flex engineer. So
that's dope. So she pretty much got really, really discovered after Mumbo Jumbo. It's a song where it's really hard to understand any of the lyrics. I think I may be wrong on this, but you know that game where you put that mouthpiece on and you can't really speak. It's like you play in
it's like
setting.
Chubby Bunnies kind of
something.
Whatever.
Yeah, when it's you like put a game like piece. I think she sang the whole song with that in her mouth.
No way.
Yeah, because if you listen to the song and it's a banger, yo, it sounds sick.
But it's like jokes, kind of, or what?
Yeah, I think she was just trying to prove that she can make crazy melodies or something. I don't know. She's very talented.
Yeah,
musically.
No, it's cool. Yeah, just
but
fun.
Yo, I did bump into her in the Chicago airport.
It's crazy.
Last November, it was like a whole bunch of like business people in there.
You recognized her?
I recognized her because she was rocking all pink, like this funky outfit, and then she was with her DJ. Brother Zachary, And she kept looking at me. Now, she wasn't checking me out or nothing like that, but it was because I was rocking a huge cheese head. I had a huge cheese head on, right?
Man like Kyle. Yeah,
so then I said, what's up? Like, yeah. I was like, yo, you're Tierra Whack, right? And she's like, yo, she actually said you're the first person who's ever recognized me in an airport. And I was like, yo, she's like, yo, I kept looking at your cheese head, blah, blah, blah. We had a good conversation. And yeah, she came here last year to perform and she went to Calgary as well. So
and you pulled through, you slide through or what?
Nah, man.
You didn't pull up to the show?
No, I didn't pull up to the show. It was a long weekend. I watched my first football game. It's a long weekend. Okay?
Man's like, Kyle, you got to follow up.
You were buzzing the thing in the airport and you didn't want to follow up. Huh?
Nah.
You said she's coming back, though. You said she's coming back.
Who knows?
Keep it professional.
I don't know. You should know. After you're hours. Keeping in contact with her.
Who knows? She'll be on tour soon somewhere, you know? It goes like
yeah,
that.
No. But, yeah, I know.
No, she's big now. She's going to be on tour. Let's talk about Kanye West now. He tweeted out again multiple things this week. He felt super creative. That's actually one thing he did tweet out. But a lot of people were talking about how he's going to stop taking advice from everyone for the rest of his life.
Okay. I kind of fuck with that.
Yeah.
I kind of fuck with
that. Not surprising at all.
Yeah. Not surprising at all, but I kind of...
You think he should start taking some advice, though, about this guy? I don't think he's gaining fans anymore. If anything, like, he has his core audience. I don't think he cares, but he is losing some people too. I was listening to this podcast where a wife was actually considering getting a divorce with her husband because he was listening to Kanye West, and you know, whoa, Kanye made all those political comments, and yo, he's affecting a lot of people, man. He's creating a divide within his fan base, and
but that's moist, though. That's moist. You can't be breaking up your marriage because, you know.
Yo, that's stupid, man. That's stupid.
Moist. That's too moist.
Okay, you don't need to be with people.
She's probably
like
cheating
anyways.
On him straight up. That just hurts excuse.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Too moist, man. My husband's listening to Kanye West. I'm a divorcer. Nah, she's definitely cheating on him. That's just her out clause.
Yo, shout out Manila Gray back on home soil here. These guys were in the Philippines for a little bit there. Shaking it up.
Yep. Doing it, man. Congratulations.
Shaking
for all the success,
it up, yeah.
They got more things coming now. I think they know that too. That it's the next phase stuff now, and I think everyone is excited for that, including their fan base, which is growing. So yeah, shout out to Manila Gray, like always. Doing their thing, man.
It's love. We're gonna show love. We're gonna throw down this youth water. Shout out Manila Gray again. Just got a milli. Big things on the way. Putting on for the city. C1 Radio. Let's get it.
Ayo, what's poppin'? It's Nico from Manila Gray. Once Collective, and you're now tuned in to C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
I'm on something new, like every night on something new. They come out to play, like every night it's someone new. Yeah, I'm vibing, yeah, I'm good, but they got something to prove. Me, I'm on something new, like every night on something. You can catch me with my eyes low.
Money, money, I ain't fucking around.
Nah, we ain't fucking around, goddamn.
You know me, I'm always making rounds.
Whipping around the city, goddamn.
We at Duffy, that's about it, shut it down. Both my OGs looking down, both my OGs looking down. Heavy on the holy water when I'm on my can't talk, then I'm a motherfucker. If the odds right, I'ma put 10 down, just double up the stack when I'm a motherfucker. Rolling down four with the windows rolled down. Battle run the city, we gon' hold our own ground. Graveyard circle, ghost ride money, took way too many, goddamn, I lost count. Like,
I'm on something new, like every night on something new. They come out to play, like every night it's someone new. Yeah, I'm vibing, yeah, I'm good, but they got something to prove. Me, I'm on something new, like every night on something. You can catch me with my baby fleece, you know I'm smooth, you know I got the juice.
Got the juice like
baby fleece, you know I'm smooth, you know I set the mood. Sipping on that youth water, we never age, we'll never fade. I never change, she don't behave, no, never change until the grave. My eyes low.
Around here, gotta sing it like
na 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 na.
If you know.
Knowing all this paper out here, had to blow a whole stack. Still, I give back. Had to give back to the real, real one since day one. Always held me down on my back. Now we
on. On something new, like every night on something new. They come out to play like every night it's someone new. Yeah, I'm vibing, yeah, I'm good, but they got something to prove. Me, I'm on something new, like every night on something new. Can't catch me with my eyes low.
Within Roots, you are now tuned in to Crescendo One Radio live.
That gravity, that crescendo.
What's up, money, you know, got a little bag, gotta get more, got a little strap.
stress. I never show anxiety high, so I be low. She wanna date, I don't do those. I don't got time to learn these hoes. Barely got time to pick up my clothes. Fuck it, I throw on that Gucci and go. Perky, so, dirty, so. Told me you my soul. Got a lot going on. Busy, so, busy, so. Can't pick up the phone. Got a lot going on. I just wanna get you my that phone call. Saw you look at me, she know I'm going for ya. Call me side girl, need a ride up, not no side girl. Are you with it? Show me how. Fuck it up, hold me down, yeah. Girl, I had too many thoughts sitting on my bed. Now I got too many thoughts sitting on my head. Wanna think about it, rather thinking you instead. Do it like that, so I forget. So what's up, money you know. Got a little bag, gotta get more. Got a little stress, I never show. Anxiety high, so I be low. She wanna date, I don't do those. I don't got time, you learn these hoes. Barely got time to pick up my clothes. Fuck it, I throw in that Gucci and go. Perky, so, dirty, so. Call me in my song. Got a lot going on. Busy, so, busy, so. Can't pick up the phone. Got a lot going on. Got a lot going on. Suicide on IA. She pray for VVs, a bitch in GD. Four niggas tryna end me, drain me on my energy, middle finger my enemies. Got me numb, I know you feel yourself. And when you down, you gon' come run for help. Say you'd ride for me, I know you lie to me. Don't waste time on me, your trust is cash on me. Your trust is cash on me. Got a little bag, gotta get more. Got a little stress, I never show. Anxiety high, so I be low. She wanna date, I don't do those. I don't got time to learn these hoes. Barely got time to pick up my clothes. Fuck it, I throw in that Gucci and go. Perky, dirty, so. Put me in my song. Got a lot going on. Busy, so. Busy, so. Can't pick up the phone. Got a lot going on.
That crescendo.
This is McAvoy, and you're listening to Crescendo 1.
Yo, it's Amari Jabari, and you're listening to C1 Radio.
That run on. Gravity. That crescendo.
It's your boy Cal Capone, C1 Radio. Yo, we running these exclusives. You already
straight
know.
Up. Fire, man. Fire. Oh. That shit was, man, it was a party in here, yo.
We had, we had to catch y'all up on that. We're going to show you right quick, credit these, Manila Gray, Youth Water, and then how to go back to back with the unreleased. The exclusives, Within Roots, featuring Illy Miniachi, AC, Buttercup, to be announced. I don't know. It's in the vault. It's in the vault, you know?
In the vault.
It's in the vault. Hopefully, I don't get in trouble out here. Side featuring Tashale. Side featuring Tashale. Oh, my Lord. Zone, we just recorded that this week. Shout out, Side.
Shout out,
Damn, Shout man. It's going to be... That's another one in the vault that's going to be coming out soon. Keep an eye out for him.
Whew. Man.
Excuse me, Tashale, you was on Buttercup too, my bad.
Oh,
back to
man.
Back, that's what I'm saying. This guy low-key the R&B king of Vancouver. Whoa!
Yo, man, exclusives.
Big
exclusives.
Statements, big statements.
Yo, if you like any of the music you heard today, outside of the exclusives, you can find them on the C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. If you want those exclusives, just download the episode on CITR.ca, do some snipping. And you'll have those songs, man. You know? They'll get those tracks.
Yeah,
trust
DJs,
me.
DJs, run
trust
that.
Me. Dude, I gotta do that. Yeah, I don't even get sent these songs, you
leak,
know?
Leak. You know, the leak
real
version.
Talk,
I'm down
talk,
to start leaking
talk,
these. Big leak, hot new hip-hop, 604 shit. Put it on Twitter.
Start your own website, 604 leak.
604 shit.
Just start leaking everyone's fucking songs.
Oh, man.
Yo, remember 21 Savage? They were gonna drop, like, before his album came out?
they had a song called Issa.
Oh, Issa, yeah.
And
yeah,
it was 21, oh, Young Thug, and Drake.
That was supposed to be on his album.
Yeah, they never dropped it.
He did that on purpose. You didn't see the interview where he was like, yeah, we just did that. You know, create the hype.
It's oh, the leak was a
It's not going to be a single or anything, though.
Oh, did, no way. Yeah. I totally missed out on that. I thought they were, like, pissed that I was leaked, and they're like, nah, no one's getting this now. I thought that was kind of
the vibe. I'd be down to listen to some new 21, especially from, like,
we got the Swervo. You heard the G Herbo?
G Herbo put out
a
tape, a project recently, right?
Well, it's tonight, I think, right? Is it dropping tonight? Yeah, tonight's coming out.
G Herbo and Southside.
Yeah. Swervo.
Yo, G Herbo was actually on that show too, Everyday Struggle, and he was talking a lot about Juice WRLD. And when Juice WRLD was here, he was freestyling a lot as well, and they were just going out over, like, this guy is so musically talented. He brought up this situation where he said something like, yo, Juice WRLD could be sleeping, like dead asleep. G Herbo could wake him up and give him 15 minutes to write a hook or create a melody, and he could do it and go back to bed.
Well, so they've been in the studio together like that, I guess, huh? Or yeah, they're just close.
Yeah, Juice WRLD is Chicago. So,
yeah, I know that, but I mean, like,
nah, he's not signed to G Herbo. Juice WRLD is signed to, what's that nigga's name? Lil Bibby.
No way, really?
Yeah, man. Lil Bibby found him early, fam.
He's really respected in Chicago, man. Juice WRLD. Yeah, they're saying things that we don't even tell him, like, what to do with his music or nothing. Like, they just
let him go.
Just let him go.
Let him run it. Yeah, I remember at the festival, he just said, yeah, we're going to do some freestyle. I said, shit, okay, let's go. He's just having fun out there, you know? Guy's a vibe, for sure. Real artist.
Straight up, man. Yo, I was thinking today, too, man. Like, hip-hop is everywhere right now. We just talked about, like, that movie and the album. I just saw the NFL Madden 2019 playlist or that they got on their game. It's all hip-hop. That shit could win a Grammy, like, best hip-hop album of the year. Yeah, it's looking
NFL,
like that.
Yeah, Madden's and NFL.
It's crazy, man. Hip-hop is so big. It really did survive, like, the mumble rap thing. People thought that was the end of hip-hop, and it just survived it and took it, and it's way bigger than
it's ever been. Yo, hip-hop's got it now.
It's got it. It's locked.
And that's it. That's it. Ain't no such thing. I think pop's gonna die. I think we're gonna see the death of pop soon. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Pop is
like,
trash, man.
It is, man. Like, and everyone's finding that out, you know, all these utes. Because now what's happening is, back in the day, the utes didn't have their own iPhones to be able to find their own music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
They'd be watching TV, and MTV, BT, or listening to radio, and the music's chucked at them. So
or
now,
wire with them viruses.
Exactly. But now they're finding their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, you look at, bro, most hip hop shows is white people that.
Yeah.
It's not black. 100%. Niggas ain't be buying tickets to shows, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine when you was younger to show that your mom not giving you no money to buy a fucking rap show ticket. I never asked my mom money for that, bro. Yeah. But these white kids are now going to shows, fam. And they used to be the pop fans. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think you'll still have, like, the industry plants, like the boy bands, you know, like the One Direction,
Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, and whatnot.
Hip hop's got it now, I think.
Yeah,
hip hop's got it.
Number one genre of music.
Yeah.
Exciting times, man. Exciting times. And yo, some parents may not like that, how rap and hip hop is taking over, but I don't really think lyrically hip hop and rap music is as worse as pop music. Pop music is just like hidden subliminal shit the whole time. Like, I remember I had a little,
it's like Disney,
a little niece singing that song. A little niece was singing that song where it's like, pull me closer in the backseat of a Rover. And all of her parents are just laughing like, dude, like, yo, you know what that and there's that one song with Ariana
Grande.
That's
your Rover, mama.
Yeah. You know Ariana Grande? There was that big song I think it was like Side to Side. Got me walking side to side or something. And that whole song is about, you know,
for
getting.
Sure, for sure.
Getting the pipe so hard that you can't walk the next morning. And all
even people
like
Weekend, like, I can't feel my face and stuff, you know? He's talking about doing blow, like, and you just got these kids screaming it, like.
Yeah, so parents, don't be scared that hip-hop is taking over.
So many double standards
come on
in this world.
So,
is, man. Too many, bro.
Holy.
Too many.
Okay, Tyga's got a new hit here. Is it going to be 2 for 2? You heard
this?
Yo,
I hope he's 2 for 2, man. I fuck with Tyga.
You heard this one at all?
It's gonna be 2 for 3, man. That song with Iggy, man. Come on.
It's kind of got
the same. That's Iggy's song. That's not Tyga's song. Yeah, that was Iggy's song.
Yo, I didn't even know that happened. I didn't even know that happened.
What, Iggy and Tyga?
Yeah. So that's good. That's what I mean. It went under my radar. So that's like, it's pop. You're not. They didn't make the rap category on that one.
Oh, man.
I'm not trying to hear that. But yeah, this one's called Swish. It's got the similar kind of the vocal synth.
Okay.
The sample, so tell us what you'll think. C1 Radio is Tyga 2 for 2. Listen up.
Big Sega Man on Genesis, and you listening to C1 Radio.
Gravity.
Oh my God.
That crescendo.
Okay, so high.
my roly time. Fuck the ones, gotta call him for the seventh time. So sincere, but don't get out of line. AI in its prime, harden at the line. Swish, you'll do it on me all night. Yeah, I wanna bust it down till it's daylight. How you keep your toes white and pussy tight? Oh, the 42 got you feeling nice. Oh, Kawasaki bout it like a bike. Rich, fresh, hey, rich, you know what I like. Come, girl. Going overtime. Girl, you look good, won't you? You know the line.
Come, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet.
Back that ass. Back that ass. Girl, you look good when you back that ass.
Come, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet.
Back that ass. Back that ass. Girl, you look good, make me spend that cash. Finger fucking money, finger banging to the hundred. If you act like you want it, I could put you on it. Too blessed to be stressed, sex in the morning. You can have my t-shirt if you really want it. Trunk in the front, pop that, pop that, pop that, pop, pop, pop
that.
If I gave you my number, better hold that. And the party going dumb, whole squad max. And I just threw 20 in the strip. Hey, hey, Sizzy on my wrist. Hey, blah, 100 on my neck. Sassy with the drip. Could it be my cash? Why you on my dick?
Come, that girl, crescendo. Come, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet. Come, girl, I'm trying to get your
that
pussy
crescendo.
Wet. Come, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet.
Back that ass. Back that ass. Girl, you look good when you back that ass.
Come, girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet.
Back that ass. Back that ass. Girl, you look good, make me spend that cash.
That crescendo.
Back that ass.
That crescendo.
Back that ass.
That crescendo.
Girl, you look good when you back that ass.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
Back that ass.
That crescendo.
Back that ass. Girl, you look good when you spend that cash.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Cold-hearted nigga with the block out. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick. When I'm in traffic, gotta slide with the beam on me. Cause I keep out 10 racks bustin' out the jeans on me. Nigga be hatin', I'm rich, it's all about the cream, homie. If I ever get caught lackin', they gon' slide. Ever since I got the rollie, I ain't got the time. Flawless diamond niggas can't never block the shine. They know I'm ballin' in the city like DeRozan. Gotta keep my niggas round me, I can't do the wrong friend. I was knocking down walls, now they closing in. Hopped off the porch and then I hopped inside the Porsche. Ay, fuck being the side nigga, I'ma be the main course. Whip the rolls like a young nigga made. I ain't tryna die young, so I ride with one. Still 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot-ta. Cold-hearted nigga with the blocka. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick. Tryna get my bag, I had to go and make it happen. Me and my dogs, we was buzzing out them bandos. Count out them hundreds, then we throw it in the mattress. Wrap it in plastic and throw it in the attic. I be in the streets, nigga, I stand 10 toes. Any nigga in my situation would've been fold. We was trapping out the basement, made it back tenfold. Gotta stay out the way, that's why I'm always on the tenfold. We was fighting fed cases, remember I was 2-0. Nigga was fighting depression, sipping syrup, I was moving slow. I was down below, but still I always kept my head up. Nigga gotta get my bread up, I don't wanna die young. I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one. Still 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot-ta. Cold-hearted nigga with the blocka. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends are.
always gotta die quick.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Hey, my name is Wonder Girl, and you're listening to C1 Radio.
Fuck off, miss it, fast call, whip it, said it and I did it. In the deep end, water got me seasoned. You believe it, that you're
that crescendo.
Louisville, bottom, all, hit me, who this? I don't want your love. In the deep end, water got me seasoned. You believe it, pledge your allegiance. First tap, hands tap, I cannot regret that. Diss me, come back, won't forget, forget that. Gas filled up my backpack. Don't forget, forget, standing on the edge, going down for dead. That's it, don't need dead. Why she bitchy bitch, found me on the web. Wanna live the life, she can't handle that. Red light, district, phone call, miss it. Fast car, whipping, said it and I did it. In the deep end, water got me seasick. You believe it, pledge your allegiance. Blue pill, blue bills, got them all. Hit me, who this? I don't want your love. In the deep end, water got me seasick. You believe it, pledge your allegiance.
Oh, this city making plays.
All right, we're about to wrap things up here. C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Kyle Capone, Johnny Black, and myself, Kyle Bowen. It was a fun episode. Good times. Yo, great music. Find all that stuff on the C1 Radio playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
Find it. Outside of the stuff that we played involving some of the Vancouver artists who got that stuff locked up in some Dropbox folder. Okay?
I'm just saying, I'm telling you, we send the Vancouver art, like,
yeah.
Playing that unreleased, I don't know. I hope that inspires some people.
To release it and to get it on our playlist.
Yeah, just in general, man. There's
false
a lot,
advertising
a lot
right here.
On.
But yeah, good stuff, good episode. Shout out to Alfonso Davies.
Yeah, shout out. Yo, whole city on a come
shout
up.
Shout out 6ix9ine, bro.
Come on. Come on now.
6ix9ine. Shout out 6ix9ine. Shout out Russ. Who else?
Vic Mintz.
No. We're shouting out Vic Mintz.
No, hell no.
We're shouting out 6ix9ine. We're shouting out Russ. We're shouting out. We should do this every episode, just the last minute shout outs, eh?
Yeah.
Alfonso Davies. Who else we shouting out? Tashale. Tashale came through. Shout out Side.
Shout out Side.
Yeah.
Shout out AC dropping a new track next week.
Shout out Georgia Smith.
Shout out Manila Gray. We play Youth War. That's on a million. Go
Within
check
roots.
That. Within
Roots. Holding it,
holding
for
it down for everyone. Shout out Juice WRLD. Shout out Drake, man. Shout out Drake, bro. Doing the whole thing for Canada, bro. Shout out Jermaine Elliott as well, a.k.a. Free
man,
Henny.
That's a song right there. That's a summer hit.
That's it. I think that's everyone, man.
Send
out Kimmy. Shout out Wonder Girl. Shout out everyone, bro.
C1 Radio.
My
C1
mama. Radio. Mama.
That crescendo. That crescendo. That gravity. That crescendo. Gravity. That crescendo.
The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.